100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Tuesday.
Good
How
morning.
Is the gang going?
Woohoo!
Oh, I like that sound.
I'm going good as well. I've been sent some homework, though.
Homework?
Yeah. I haven't had homework since I was, like, I don't know, in high school.
Yeah. What's happened? Duolingo on to the next level?
No.
Stephen's learning Italian, by the way.
Basically, last night, my brother called me.
Yeah.
So, he's still living in Perth.
Of course.
I speak to him maybe once a month or something like that. I don't know, not very frequent. So, when we call, we're on the phone for a while. We're on the phone for, like, over an hour.
So much to catch up on.
So, I missed the whole episode of Survivor last night, right?
Oh,
now, Siobhan's family's watching this religiously.
Mm.
So, they're like, you've got to catch up. We're not going to tell you what happened. You've got to catch up. So I think I'm just going to Google it today. Find a quick little 5-minute synopsis of the episode.
Rather than watching the, what is it, an hour and a half? It's very long, isn't it, Survivor?
Yeah, 2 hours a night.
Yeah, I can't be bothered watching the old episode. So I think what I'll do is, I'll do the old quick Google. Mm-hmm. What happened in Survivor last night? Find a Reddit thread or something like that. Then I'm on.
No or 4967 4105. If you've got a synopsis, like 2 sentences, that can fully catch Stephen up, we'll take your call off the air. How was your day yesterday, Ari?
My day was very eventful yesterday. It got very interesting in the late afternoon. I turned into the next Irwin. Yeah, I'm now a wildlife warrior. I saved a bird.
Oh.
What kind of bird?
It was like one of those little kind of dove pigeon looking things. He was only a baby. He was like probably a couple of weeks old maybe. So it wasn't like a chick or anything, but he was like very small.
Yeah, so is it in your house now?
No, we let him out this morning.
Oh, okay.
So yeah.
Just a bit of rest, R&R.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what was wrong with him. He wouldn't really move. So I just kind of bundled him up. I sat inside with him for a little while in a little tea towel and gave him a name, Buddy. And then put it outside with the water.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
Oh, very good. Look at that. Ari's saving the planet bit by bit. And you know what? That's all it takes sometimes. So small little gestures.
Do your bit.
What a feel-good way to start your Tuesday as you wake up with the Novos.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as... And on the air now.
So yesterday I was at the shop just for a second to drop something off. My wife Emmy calls me up. She goes, you know that huge picture of flamingos that we've got there for sale in
something
the shop?
Selling, yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay,
like
yeah.
It's like a huge painting. Huge. I don't know. The size of a windscreen and a half.
Okay. Yeah, right, okay.
She goes, I want to have that at home. I was like,
oh, right, okay.
I said, no worries. Right, so this is like the
happy
part of,
wife, happy life.
Exactly, mm-hmm. You never argue with something like that.
True.
So I put it in the van, took it home, and then she's like, "Let's hang it." Oh, hanging a big picture. It seems like you put a bit of string on the back and a hook in the wall. It is not that simple. It took hours because you got it.
Hours? No,
that's a bit much.
Probably an hour and a half, I reckon. Okay, hours is a slight exaggeration.
Was it because you're trying to get like the hole in the wall right, or was it just because you can get the angle right?
Because the angles, and because it was so big, it needed a special string and rope or whatever it is. 2 hooks on the wall, and then it. Oh, my God. What an absolute... I thought, bit of string on the back, bosh.
Just get those double-sided Velcro tapes, whatever they sell at Bunnings.
Too big.
Go to bloody guitar, sort it out.
And then, it's not perfectly straight. Oh, what a nightmare. What a rigmarole.
Some of those things can hold, like, they're, like, graded up to, like, 10 kilos or something like that. Could have been more than that.
I don't know. Anyway, got it up eventually, but what an absolute nightmare. I thought, well, like you said, happy wife, happy life. Just throw it in the van, she'll be right. Took ages.
Is it at least up straight now?
Yeah, it looks perfect.
Oh, okay, well, God, mate. It's worth it.
I have survived.
You are the king, mate.
You are absolutely right.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
All right, so Jackie, the AFP, they've got a bit of a warning out for uni students. What's going on here?
Yes, they do. So Newcastle uni students are being warned that criminals are about with scams about job offers.
All right, so how does this roughly, what would happen if you're a student? You see, oh, this looks like a tasty job offer. What would be there?
Yeah, so a lot of the job offers are offering in exchange for money going through their accounts. They don't need much experience or many hours. So you're looking at pretty sus job advertisements. Right.
So some kind of money laundering situation, yeah, by the sounds of it.
The old, oh, we don't need your super details or your bank details. Cash in hand, that'll do.
Yeah,
all that
absolutely
kind of stuff.
Yeah. And they're also targeting international students as well who might be a little bit unfamiliar with the local job scene.
Right.
Probably
right.
Ones who need the money the most as well as international, you know, they don't have that support network around them. They can't, you know, they can't be mooching off mum and dad.
Yeah, they just can't duck home for a meal if they've run out of money before payday, all
that
sort of stuff.
They need that cash, don't they?
Yeah, okay. Well, something's
starting soon, isn't it, as well?
Yes, it is. Just next week. So they'll be launching the campaign for the month that uni begins.
Okay, be alert. Be alert indeed.
All right, now switching gears over to sport, James Donaghy, so one of the Western United players, he's in a bit of hot water after what he did during a match to one of our boys.
Grr. So Brendan O'Neill copped some spikes to his leg, which landed him in hospital overnight.
Damn.
On the weekend's game, and now Donaghy has a 3-match ban.
Well, in the naughty corner,
as
basically.
Should. Give him the cards.
I don't know what they can do, right? But it feels like other teams are being rewarded for when we got disadvantaged. I don't know what the solution is, but, you know, like, we lose our skipper, he's out injured, and other teams get the reward. They get, you know, players missing for their games and all that.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe you should go down to 9 or something. I don't know what the solution is, but it feels like we're not rewarded enough for, you know, what we've had to sacrifice.
Do you think like something like that, Stephen, was how much of an accident was it, do you think?
Yeah, look, you got me.
Plead the fifth.
Yeah, I'm going to say no malice.
Okay, all right.
Sometimes that stuff happens.
So maybe that is an appropriate punishment then.
No, he's a grub. He deserves all 3 weeks.
Because I did hear somebody singing grub, grub, grub before, and I'm not quite sure who it was.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
And in case you've been living under a rock, Taylor Swift is in the country.
Who's that again?
Yeah, Taylor Swift on her way to Sydney, of course, to start her, I guess, like Sydney leg of the Eras tour.
Yeah.
Anyway, lots of people very excited. My social feed, tabloids, etc., all filled up with Taylor Swift stories
can't
at the
escape
moment.
Her.
Yeah, even pictures of people going, you know.
Well,
oh,
it seems to me every story is like Taylor Swift adjacent.
That's
you
right.
Know? Yeah. Like, you know, local cafe struggling, hopefully influx of people from Taylor Swift will help them. Or, you know, everything seems to somehow be related back to Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
One kind of like news title caught my attention though. How's this, guys? I'll read this out for you, word for word. Mental health experts have urged Taylor Swift concert goers to show empathy and support to ticketless Swifties suffering from FOMO. Grow up.
Nah, ridiculous.
Grow
right?
up. Okay. Mental health experts urging empathy. How soft have we gone? I don't want to sound like, you know, I'm full boomer and, oh, back in my day, all that kind of stuff.
No,
like,
you're
God,
right,
man. We are taking the mic. Like, this is unbelievable. How many, like, gigs have you guys missed out on? Or concerts you couldn't afford to go to?
All
you know?
Of them ever. And I'm not complaining.
One of the number one things, say, in, like, with your group of mates or whatever, If you go to a concert that someone else has missed out on and you know they like that band, ringing them up from the concert.
Oh, of course, a FaceTime.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Age old tradition, isn't it?
Saying, na, 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 na. I am at the concert, you are not.
Oh, you know, it's all that, you know, oh, you'd hate to miss this. You know,
yeah.
Oh, best concert of my life, even if it stunk, you know.
Yeah,
like, best concert of my life, wow. Never see anything that good, you know, again. And the thing is, this is, I guess, an early lesson to Swifties, because a lot of them are quite young.
Sure.
They are.
Life's not fair. You know? Like, we're not...
That's morbid.
Yeah, well, don't worry about showing them empathy. This is a great life lesson.
And it's on a soft playing field, you know, because often a life's not fair lesson comes with, you know, something a lot heavier.
Torment, yeah, that's
trauma,
it.
Trauma, all the above.
Missing a concert, not that bad. And you know she'll be back.
Well, anecdotally, right, Matchbox 20 are here in Newcastle, like this weekend coming.
Sure.
I'm on a wait list. I love Matchbox 20. Can't get a ticket, though. Sold out. That's life. Happens sometimes.
And how are you feeling about that, Stephen?
Well, life goes on, doesn't it? Like, I've got me and Siobhan, my partner Siobhan, had tickets to GTM.
Yeah. Yeah.
They cancelled JTM. We're not crying about it. It happens. Yeah. Life happens. Showing empathy to these. You know what? This makes me want to be nasty to them more. Like, maybe I'm a cynical person. Maybe that makes me a bad person. But it makes me do a bit more of you, said Creevo, the na 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 type gear.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
All right, so yesterday afternoon, my wife Emmy and I were driving through Broadmeadow,
mm-hmm.
and we're just spontaneously doing the old what's for dinner type conversation.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Classic couple gear.
Now,
right?
You guys play the game normally. Whoever suggests it, the other person has to sort it out.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah. Anyway, so I was the one who suggested it. Anyway, because we're in Broadmeadow, Emmy said, oh, let's just swing into Quonmart in Lambton there and get all the gear for at-home Korean barbecue.
Oh, what a workload.
No, it was such
that
a treat.
Good,
really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
so it's actually not that hard.
Yeah.
Because it's all pre-sliced. Mm-hmm. Like, they got the little thin sliced.
Oh, they sell it like that,
yep,
today.
Yep.
Oh, that's all right then.
Treat yourself if you haven't been to Quonmart. It's just in...
Well, it's like an Asian grocer or something.
Yes.
Yeah, specifically, yeah.
Heaps everywhere, yeah.
Yeah, it's in near the West New Lambton there.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And it's a lot. There's got like dozens and dozens of fridges, all the stuff ready for Korean barbecue.
Mm.
Right, okay.
So it's all sliced in little packets. You just open it up, straight on. Happy days. Little
wow,
bit of sauce.
That is good then, isn't it?
Oh,
beautiful.
My God. On the back deck, it was a cool evening, couple of beers. What a day.
Oh, treat yourself.
And I was like looking out at the Mayfield sunset. God, this is living.
This is living.
When are you going to offer to cook for us?
Well, so good question.
Oh, I've been offered that a few times. It's, yeah. You know, it's like a mirage, though. It always seems to disappear when that date comes
That's
up.
That's it.
You know?
It certainly does. It's a special treat.
Last week, team, we spoke a bit about Mount Everest and its stinky problem, quite literally.
Yeah. It was on the telly as well after.
Oh, was it really? Yeah. There you go. For those who aren't across this, basically, it's been revealed now that climbers of Mount Everest are going to be forced to bring down basically doggy bags with them of their own, like, waste.
Excrement.
Their own doo-doo, exactly the scientific term, because there's so much human waste there that the mountain is starting to actually stink.
That doesn't seem good, does it?
Doesn't seem like a great thing. But human waste of the doo-doo kind, as Ari so elegantly put it, is not the only waste that's up there. Experts estimate that there could be, how's this, as much as 50 tons of rubbish left on the mountain, with Everest Base Camp churning out 75 tons of garbage every season.
Damn. 75 tons a season?
Every single season.
So Whoa. People just, like, leaving, what, their wrappers up there from, like, their food, their bottles or something?
Yeah, so there's only, like, I think the season is, it's only, like, 60 days a year or something that you
right.
can climb Everest.
Wow, so in 2 months, that's all being left.
75 tons. Because the problem is, and this isn't, like, I mean, this is an excuse.
No.
But there's parts of your climb where they call them, like, the dead zones or whatever, or the death zones, where you can only stay there for a couple of hours.
Yeah.
And then you need to, like, as you get towards the top, they're like, all right, we've got to rush you along here.
You've got to keep moving.
Because you start getting in real danger of altitude sickness and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, or a big storm coming in
or
whatever.
Yeah, so, like, all right, you can rest for, they put on the alarm. All right, you can rest for an hour, and then we've got to keep moving.
Yeah.
So people get rushed along, and I guess if you... Yeah, people could perhaps forget things in that kind of haste.
Or if you're on Everest and you're thinking, if I don't keep moving, you know, it's life or death here, I will leave that, you know, extra whatever blanket or whatever I'm carrying.
That's it. You're not grabbing your, like, Smith's chips packet if it's life or death, are you?
No.
And you know when, like, you're at the side of the road or something and a can rolls down the side and you're thinking, geez, that'd be a bit dangerous to get down there. If something rolls down on Everest, yeah. You're not like climbing down to get it.
Yeah. So this 75 tons of garbage every season is equivalent to over 50 hippos every single year, which is crazy.
Wow.
So what they're suggesting now is that climbers who go beyond base camp must bring back with them 8 kilos of rubbish or risk losing their deposit. It's like you got yard duty at school.
Yeah.
You come down for, you're not allowed down from the mountain to do, you got your 10 pieces of paper. Like, what is this? It's outrageous, isn't it?
Well, if the climbers weren't such filthy animals and leaving all their junk up there, I guess it wouldn't be a problem.
That's it.
Another problem they are having is that they reckon there's 240,000 litres of urine deposited directly onto the Kawumba Glacier each year during that 60-day season as well.
So you're telling me that pee is now kind of melting through ice?
Well, how's this? This is a quote from their expert. When the spring melt, the urine filters into rivers that feed nearby villages, people, animals and crops, posing a health risk.
It's too much pee on the mountain.
It's too early for me, guys.
It's outrageous, isn't it? But I just cannot believe that they're not going to let you come down from Everest unless you get 8 kilos of rubbish.
It's them bits of paper.
It's crazy, isn't it?
And you can imagine like some of the climbers doing that trick you used to do where you rip one in half.
You find a big piece of paper, don't you? You rip it into 10.
I got the 10. Have you been ripping it soon? I think you have.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
This has infiltrated social media. It's infiltrated our jobs, even our food that we've talked about previously on the show. But now it's weaved itself into a selection of councils, including our own. Of course, I'm talking about AI.
Right. Okay.
So, I'm suspicious.
Doing a better job than the councils anyway.
That's a big thing to say.
All right, let me just explain. So Port Stephens Council are now considering introducing artificial intelligence to help improve processing development applications. So when you put a DA lodge in to get this sorted or this built or this
put
taken
down. Put a cardboard
down.
Up or something like that.
Yeah, different things like that around your council area. So it's aimed at reducing the DA timeframes. I mean, these can take forever to come through, like weeks, months. You're looking at like half a year sometimes for things to get actually approved. And it's also meant to reduce manual workloads for councils. So make it easier for the workers, streamline the pre-lodgement phase and also to deliver more housing in the interim.
I think it's good because a lot of the time something you want to get built that's compliant, it just takes ages because they got heaps more to stamp in front of yours.
Well, so many hoops to jump through and it has to go through so many different phases, doesn't it?
Like, yeah.
Surely it should be one phase. They look at it and go, yep, good. Why pass it on? Why does it need to go to someone else to say, yep, good as well?
So it should just be one big checkbox and they just tick it and it's done. Simple as that.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I think it's usually an 8-step process or something like that. It just depends on the project.
Too many steps.
Yeah. I mean, like, if you've got to get like another a house approved to be built or if it's actual a building that needs to be, you know, it's like for a business or
renovation
something like that.
Renovation or something.
Absolutely. So it can literally be for anything. But, however, council is assuring that the AI that's being introduced here won't replace staff, just free them up for more complicated development applications instead.
Oh, that's, you know, that's all right.
I don't mind that.
Yeah, neither do I.
Yeah.
Bring on the computers. Let them take every job.
You reckon?
That's fine.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So I reckon yesterday, guys, I saw the first pizza being made of the week.
What do you mean?
Being made, sorry, but I saw the first pizza of the week. Driving home yesterday through Hamilton, right? How's this? It would have been like maybe 10 past 11 or something like that in the morning.
Yeah. Oh,
there's a guy collecting a Domino's order from his front door. Oh, God, it's early in the week to be succumbing to Domino's, isn't it?
Oh, but you know what? How good of a lifestyle is that? The fact that you can sit at home on a Monday morning and then order a pizza. Like, yeah, that's
you know
the
what?
Best
when
life.
Did he order? That's the question, isn't it? Because it got there at like 10 past 11.
To be fair, probably. Yeah, not. No, I reckon later because not a lot of queue at that time.
Yeah, that's true.
They'd be sitting at Domino's going, we've got a good couple of hours before the lunch rush here.
They're twiddling their thumbs, aren't they?
Yeah.
And even like, let's be honest here, how big is the rush on a lunch rush Monday at
Domino's?
That's
true. But you can imagine 10:45, little receipt printer. It comes
What's going
out.
On here?
Who's going to do that? Yeah.
Who's ordering this early?
couldn't believe it. I reckon it must have been the first pizza
of the week.
Of the week.
Any garlic breads in the just one pizza?
Hard to see.
Stalking
you. Yeah, hard to see. I saw at the front of someone's house there was an old Suzuki Swift where they've stuck the old Domino's light on the top. You know, it's like
a little light.
We got those little like portable lights. Yeah. That was put on the top. And there was a handover of a pizza. I didn't see if there was anything else. I was driving past. Didn't want to be too nosy.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
We're asking the question, when did you get hacked? Or maybe it was someone you know.
Mm.
So a friend of mine just, he was telling me that he had his Taylor Swift tickets stolen through the app.
Oh, great. The latest thing.
So he said basically on the Ticketek app, he had his Taylor Swift tickets, quite good ones for him and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Very excited to go, all that sort of thing. Hackers were able to log on to his Ticketek account, sell the tickets on Marketplace and log out again.
Sell them on Marketplace?
Yep.
Wow.
And log out again. And he was none the wiser. He got no alerts, no SMS, nothing.
This is just on another level.
Like,
yeah. How the heck do people, like, understand how to do all this stuff?
It's crazy. So, apparently, like, he used to work in IT, so he actually understands what security was missing from the thing. And I'm not even going to try and get into it.
Okay.
But basically he said, like, there's certain security protocols that Ticketek should have in place that they didn't. But the hackers are getting so good and crafty.
Well, I guess it's crazy, isn't it? Because, like, often, I guess, people are wary when buying tickets secondhand.
Yes.
That you want to get, like, an actual ticket instead of just a screenshot of, you know,
or whatever.
Screen, whatever.
Well, in this case, it doesn't matter.
Well, you've got the actual tickets in hand.
That's it.
That's so wild, isn't it?
You've got to be so careful out there. 4967 4105. When have you been hacked? What happened? Did anything get stolen like that? Or perhaps, you know, they got into your online banking and, like, made a few little transactions here or there?
It's my greatest fear. I'm constantly checking emails, banking and stuff every day just because I'm so paranoid about this type of stuff.
Yeah, on reflection, it happened to me as well. It was on the credit card. They got on there and they just made these small transactions, like $2.09.
You don't notice.
$4.50.
Yeah.
$1.60, that sort of thing. And they apparently that's how they test to see if you're watching.
Right.
And then they set up these, like, ongoing payments. And a lot of people just don't even notice for ages.
Wow.
So you've got to be so careful.
Maybe I've got to go have a look through mine.
Well, yeah. You should, because they're small payments. Like I said, you don't notice.
So like we said, that number's 4967 4105. When did you get hacked? The only time it's happened to me, on the PlayStation once. Someone was buying all these games on the PlayStation account because it linked to my credit card. And playing them and stuff. Anyway, so lucky because I guess, like, while it is an inconvenience, lucky they didn't get more because my password's the same for everything.
Oh.
So I had to go through and change all my passwords. I was like,
now they're all password 2 instead, isn't
it? Yeah, that's it. Now we have to change that again. Password 3.
Sorry.
You just said it.
All right, well, 4967 4105. When did you get hacked? Maybe you got a story of a friend or family member. To Rutherford first. Mark, when did you get hacked? What happened?
So I woke up one morning, this was probably about a couple of months ago, and I see all these emails coming through, and it turns out my email got hacked, and they tried to sign up to, like, Tinder or the dating apps.
Ooh.
Are you sure this is not just something you told your girlfriend?
Definitely not.
I was going to say.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. What do you mean?
Mark's being held at gunpoint by his girlfriend right now.
You were hacked.
I was hacked. What a crazy world. How do you explain that to someone?
I don't know.
That is wild. All right, let's go to Anne Greener next. Anne, tell us your hacked story.
I was hacked twice within 3 weeks apart.
Oh, what happened?
First time was someone hacked my bank account from Hong Kong, spent $291. I got that back. 3 weeks, I had to cancel my card, go through all the
crap. What a punish.
Oh, so annoying, yeah.
3 weeks later, the same thing. Someone else hacked my bank account, new credit card, $1,300 nearly.
Jeez.
Did you get that back?
Yeah.
No, I'm still fighting that one.
Wow. Jeez.
Yeah.
That's real. It feels like you should get that money back.
Yeah, keep fighting the good fight. Fingers crossed you get that money back, Anne.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, now let's head over to North Rothbury with Joe. Good morning. What story have you got for us?
Hi guys. I've just recently put my tax in after a few few years of not putting it in, being naughty.
Well, we've all been there. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry, yeah.
Well, it gets better. Yeah, my tax agent rang me and she said to me last week, she said, hey, are you sure you haven't put your tax in? And I was like, no, man, not since the last time you did it. And that was like about 5 years ago. And she said, well, somebody has claimed. And I went, oh, what? How much? And she said, $55,000 plus. And I'm like, what? And I said, how? No, they wouldn't have got that. She said, oh, they did.
What?
They got the $55,000 plus. And I'm like, I didn't even earn that much money.
Jeez, you got to be so careful, don't you?
Because $55,000.
I've got goosebumps.
Because sometimes, these criminals, this is what I've heard, is they'll use someone else's, tax-free threshold or whatever.
Right, okay, that's how it works.
And they're able to, gain access to that. So you got to be so careful.
Oh, my God.
Everyone be careful is the message.
Be alert.
Wow.
1, 2, 3.
New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Let's do it. Let's play Three of a Kind. It is one of our top billing games. Of course, we give you three things. You've got to guess the running theme between them. It's very, very simple.
All right, here we go. Let's meet our contestants for this morning. First of all, our runner-up from yesterday, representing Swansea, it's Jade.
Hi.
Hi, indeed. Jade. You ready to do this? You think you got it in the bag?
I'll give it my best shot.
Yes.
You were so close yesterday.
I know.
Feel like you've got it in you.
All right. Well, up against Jade from New Lambton is Craig. Morning. How's things?
Yeah, not bad.
That's why.
Yeah, what's on the go? You on your way to work or what's happening?
Yeah, just head to work. Hopefully she gets rained out.
There
we go.
You might be one of the few people wishing for rain. I reckon we've had enough. Anyway, I digress.
I love that.
While you are on the road, of course, both of you are competing for a $100 fuel card today. Plus, just for getting on the show, you guys are already in the draw for our beachside retreat, thanks to Moby. So congratulations for that. Now, before we get into the game, of course, you both have to remember your name is your buzzer. So, Jay, can you practice that for us?
Yeah, Jade.
Lovely. Craig, you're next.
Yeah, Craig.
Let's work.
All right, here we go. First of two, best of three. Take it away, Quizmaster Ari.
Here we go, you two. First one, police officer, engineer, a lawyer.
Craig.
Yeah, yeah. You're going, Craig.
Law.
Sorry, say that again.
Law.
No, incorrect.
Mm. All right, are we going to give Jade a chance?
Yeah, Jade, let's have a go.
Do you have a guess, Jade?
Law enforcement?
No, it's just jobs, guys. Engineer, really lawyer, police officer.
Simple it down. Don't make it too hard for yourself.
Don't overthink it.
All right, guys, that's all right. This one hopefully will be a bit easier. Here we go. Chocolate chip, oatmeal raisin, and white chocolate macadamia.
Jade?
Yes?
Jade, yeah.
Muesli bars?
Yes, correct.
There we go. One on the board.
All right. Next one. Jimmy Barnes, Ariana Grande, Justin Timberlake.
Craig.
Jade.
Craig is there.
Music.
Singers.
we'll take that. We'll take
all right,
that.
Yeah, I was
which
like,
means it's one apiece here.
I a dramatic felt bad effect. For him, we'll so I had it. To give it to you. Okay.
All right. Everything to play for.
This one you have to get. Okay.
Jade versus Craig. Swansea versus Ulampton.
Okay. Qantas, Jetstar,
Jade.
And Jade, okay, Jade.
There. Airlines.
You've got it.
She's got it, done it. Taking home the $100 fuel card. Both of you, of course, in the draw for that little staycation, if you will. Now, as our runner-up, Craig, do you want to have another go tomorrow?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Hopefully you're rained out.
I've all day to practice.
Exactly.
UFM. The Novos.
I want to, I guess, reveal a little hidden gem that I found. Now, maybe it might not be a hidden gem for other people, but for me, this is a brand new place to go get ice cream, right? So Friday night, just gone, my partner Siobhan and I went out for a belated Valentine's Day dinner.
Romantic.
Now, we went to Signal Box just on Wharf Road there. Very, ooh-la-la, very flash.
Fancy, yeah.
expensive as well. All transparency. It's like a once in a every now and again type meal. It was like we got one starter to share, two mains and two drinks. It was like $153 or something like that.
Oh, right, okay.
Expensive.
Good wicked, isn't
it? No, absolutely not. You know, yeah, and we'd already spent a fair bit of money. But I feel like even though we had such a nice night and such a nice meal, Siobhan and I always, after the end of a night, have to finish with an ice cream. Like, I don't know what it is. We just always...
So cute,
there's
isn't
always
it?
Room for ice cream,
you know
isn't
what?
There?
You sound like my 66-year-old dad who always says that after pasta. He's like, gotta have some ice cream. Need some sweeties on the tongue now.
Yeah, I don't know. There's always room for ice cream. There's always room in your dessert stomach. It's empty. You know? I've got to fill it up.
Do you both share a cone?
No, God,
Lady
no.
In the tree.
Lick for lick?
No, God, no. Cone each. Two scoops each. You know, all that kind of... We take it serious.
Sure.
Anyway, so we went for a walk through town to find a place to get a cream and ended up on Hunter Street, right? We found this little hole-in-the-wall type place.
Ooh.
It's called G&G Gelato. Have you guys been there before?
No.
Never even heard of it.
Oh, it was so flashy. It was, like I said, it was like this little hole-in-the-wall type venue, but it was proper authentic Italian ice cream. And they had this, it was like, I mean, to start with, it was run by this little old like Italian couple. Oh, there we go again. You love that Italian music.
Yeah, well, there we are. It just sets the scene a little.
But there was, you know, it was run by, like I said, this old Italian couple, Nonno and Nonna. Obviously, they're sitting out the front there.
He's got the words right, Crevo. I'm very impressed.
They were playing cards on, how's this, a white and red checkered tablecloth sitting on their outdoor top. That's when you know it's authentic, yeah. Right?
Did they have a glass of wine there and a pizza in the other
hand? Of course they did. And they're of that generation where they were clearly playing a card game. I have no idea what the rules were.
Not poker or something.
Nah, they've probably made it up themselves, right. You know. They're of that generation where they've got that creative juice is still flowing. Yeah. They come up with, they entertain themselves.
Sure.
Anyway, so it seemed like we were inconveniencing them by ordering an ice cream, though, in the middle of their game. Anyway, there was only probably like six flavours or something like that, and they were real like, I keep going back to authentic, but proper authentic. Like, the vanilla was of this, like, kind of, like, beigey colour.
The proper French vanilla, kind of, like,
it's
a...
It's packed with real vanilla, you know...
Vanilla beans, yeah.
Scraped out, you know, bit by bit.
There we go.
Honestly, so, so good.
There we go.
And, like, it just warmed my heart. While the ice cream was cool on the tongue, the moment was warm on my heart. This is so cute. What a cute little place to come and go get yourself a bit of cheeky dessert. So, they're on Hunter Street. Like I said, G&G Gelato is what they're called. And, yeah, I feel like not too many people go because they want to play their card game. That inconveniences them too much. But maybe if it looks a little bit quiet, go try it out. Honestly, it was so, so good.
Cream on.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
So member appreciation round coming up for the Jets this Sunday. Against MacArthur.
Yeah,
and of course,
the boys.
If you want to watch it in, you know, style, you can head to newfm.com.au. We can register for our best seats in the house, of course.
How
should
good.
Do it.
In other Jets news, though, obviously, you know, like a lot of the players and the staff have been doing interviews and answering a lot of questions, for appreciation round.
Yep.
Rob Stanton has talked a little bit about potential new owners.
Has he?
Oh, this is hot.
What's he said? Goss.
Latest is, our progress is positive, and we are confident on having this finalised soon. I'm assured it will go through. They are just crossing the T's and dotting the I's.
Oh, so literally the contract's getting underway.
I don't know.
You hear that? That is the sound of goss that is sizzling hot.
I don't know. I feel like and many other Jets fans, will believe it when it actually happens.
Oh, of course.
You know, like, we've been burnt before. But this does seem very, very promising. New owners for the Jets.
If they're already down to the dotting of I's and crossing T's, that's pretty far along.
I mean, you've got to be hopeful. We need our Jets to be okay.
Across. Now I need some help, though, family. So a friend of mine was telling me this story. Their kid's starting school this year. Now,
lovely.
Been a bit anxious about it because the kid's been a bit nervous about it, right?
Of course, you would be.
Happens
contagious,
sometimes,
isn't it? That nervous energy is contagious sometimes.
Yeah. Anyway, so the first week of school, they went through the first week of school, absolute nightmare. The kid was not enjoying it, And after that first week, spent the whole weekend just like, you know, bugging out about it, crying, didn't want to do anything, didn't want to eat dinner. In all sorts of sort of issue about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, very traumatic. So Monday comes around. The kid's like, I'm not going to school. Parents like, yeah, you have to go to school.
Yeah.
Not having
this. I'm not going. So what she said was, if you don't go, I'm going to call the police.
Oh, wow.
Brilliant idea.
It's always the ones you trust the most, isn't it? They end up backstabbing you.
It was like a
switch flipped. The kid then went, oh, okay, it's that serious. And went off to school.
Oh, there you go. Wow. See, it worked.
It worked. Well, my friend was like, I feel so guilty about this. Because obviously I wasn't going to call the police.
Yeah.
Well, no. You're
devious,
isn't
it?
It is a bit devious. And it just, she's like, I don't know what, is this, have I done the wrong thing here? So I'm going to throw it out there. Is this right or wrong? The threat of the police to a kid like that.
Well, help Cravo out, I suppose. 4967405 is that magic number. And, of course, everyone who gets on air today can get themselves a little escape, a little getaway, if you don't mind. Moby's Beachside Retreat, where you can get yourself a chic two-bedroom beach house. All you got to share your thoughts on the show. Is this right or wrong? What do we think as a team? Because, Cravo, this, obviously this is your friend.
Yeah.
You haven't even said your opinion on this.
So, I remember distinctly as a kid, something I did wrong. My mum's like, well, if you don't, you know, apologise or do the right thing, the police will get you.
Right. So it was used against you.
It was used against me. Okay. I distinctly remember it. I was probably a similar age, maybe 5, 6, something like that. Very, very young. And I remember thinking, wow, I better do the right thing here and doing the right thing. It was used against me and it worked.
Interesting. What are your thoughts, Ari?
See,
so obviously you think it's okay to use.
I think I'm
as a last resort.
On reflection, I think as a last resort, it's okay.
Yeah, well, I think mine was kind of, I got threatened with the wooden spoon a little bit. Yeah. Or no dessert, you know, no ice cream after dinner. But it's funny with the whole policeman thing. So my partner's dad used to be a policeman. So as like a little tactic that his mum used to use when him and his brother were playing up as kids, they used to be like, look, if you don't behave or you don't go to school, I'm going to call your father who's at work right now. We'll get a couple of his cop buddies and you'll be in big trouble. So they played that card.
Even more legitimate threat, arguably.
You think it's all right as well?
I think it's a bit of fun. Like you know what? Parents play psychological games on us all the time, still do in adulthood. So I'm for it.
Okay. I don't think you can do it.
So you're saying wrong.
I think it's wrong. I remember it happened to me as a kid as well. I think that's the reason now where, like, when I pull up to an RBT, even if I haven't had anything to drink, you're still worried. You fear the police. Police shouldn't be something you fear, you know? They're out there to protect us.
And that's the thing. My friend was like, I don't really want this to become a thing, but yeah. I just ran out of ideas.
Mm. You can't, we shouldn't be fearful of the police is what I think. So you can't be using this sort of tactic.
All right, 4967-4105. Help my friend out here. Is this right or wrong? And what have you had this kind of experience before?
All right, let's get on to our first caller, Cheyenne in Cahaba. How are you, Cheyenne?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Very good. Do you think this is right or wrong?
Yeah, I say wrong.
Okay.
What would you do in that situation, though, when the kid is, you know, just will not go to school?
Look, trust me, like I said before, I've done it once. But then I thought about it a little more, and I've got a little four-year-old boy that sometimes doesn't want to do things. But the thing is, you don't want him scared of the police, like you've mentioned, like,
yeah.
You don't want them to fear that. What if I get lost one day or something and then they're too scared to go to the police and then...
Yeah, that is a good point that I hadn't thought of.
Okay, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I tend to agree. We need to not use this as, you know, fear-mongering. I don't know. And not lie, not deceive as well. So easy for me to say, though, as a non-parent.
That is true.
Let's go to Chisholm next. Leah, what are your thoughts on this? Sounds like perhaps dropped off.
Maybe the cops were coming.
We
got worried. Oh, I've got to go. The cops are coming. Can't be on the phone. Fair enough. At this point, 100% of callers saying no.
So don't do it.
Don't do it is the lesson there.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos. Bros.
If you missed it yesterday, we decided it by random chocolate wheel, which order of whose name went first. Stephen, very sad to be going last.
Very funny.
Should have been first. Should have been based on either reverse alphabetical order or who does the most work, either of which I would have been number one.
Well, if it was based on ego, you would be at number one.
All right, all right.
We love you.
Right, digress, anyway. I reckon, team, you know, there's been a bit of Taylor Swift chat this week, and unfortunately there will be for, you know, the duration of the week as she makes her way to Sydney. But I reckon I've found the one Aussie who is happiest that Taylor Swift is in the country at the moment.
You reckon?
I do reckon. Okay. I think it's none other than Barnaby Joyce.
What? Why?
Because
is he a fan?
Well, if Taylor Swift wasn't here, he'd be dominating headlines way more than he already is.
Oh, of course.
Obviously, she's the lead story all the time, which is kind of like hidden him, you know, on like the back pages of the paper.
It's taken the heat off, hasn't it?
Absolutely has. What we're referring to is, a couple weeks ago, the Nationals MP was filmed lying on the pavement, very animated on the phone in Canberra. Now, for anyone who hasn't seen the video, it's fairly clear from the footage that he's a little bit intoxicated.
He's had a couple of circle sandwiches,
hasn't
he?
You've got to watch it, yeah.
Yeah, so basically, it's clear for all the public that he's had a big night. First week back in Parliament,
let's go out in the sauce, boys.
That's it, blow off some steam on a Friday night. He's had a few too many lemonades. Anyway, the excuse he came up with initially, which I think is what brought so much heat to him, was that his initial claim was he's sitting on a nearby planter box and then fell down, and instead of deciding to get up, he just decided to continue to lay there.
On the phone.
Continue his phone conversation.
Which is not normal behaviour, even for someone as unusual as Barnaby Joyce.
Well, there's only one time where the pavement becomes the most comfortable place in the world. And it is after a few lemonades, isn't it?
You're
ready for bed. Anyway, he then changed his story to a mix of lemonade and some Panadol.
Right.
That's what he said.
Medication or something.
Yeah, which is the next excuse he's come out with. He would have been better off, we alluded to earlier, would have been better off just admitting, it was a big week back at work. Just need to,
let off some steam.
Yeah, I need to let off some steam. Mm. You know, we would have been like, fair enough.
I have more respect for him that way if he said that.
I think so as well. I think that's a sentiment shared by most Australians.
Sure.
Regardless, though, this has become a massive meme. So I'm sure you guys would have seen it, like, knocking about on your socials, but there's been lots of, like, tributes to Barnaby Joyce near this planter box where he's fallen down. There was, someone's drawn, like, a chalk outline of where he once lay, as if it's, like, a crime scene, which I think is very funny as well. There was this poster you sent me, Crevo, which I think is very funny as well. I'll get it up here. Basically talking about his B&B.
That's right. So it's like, obviously, it's a place to sleep. It's reception, it says. Barnaby's No Riz B&B. Your home away from home. No drama.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, it's become such a big meme. You were talking about how there was at one point on Google Maps, it was like listed as a hotel.
Yeah.
And people writing reviews of their stay there. No. And, very funny. The latest in the drama, though, in the saga, I suppose, which I think is another element to it, is Barnaby Joyce has now come out and said that he's apparently giving up alcohol for Lent.
He's not.
So funny, isn't it? Like,
he'd be better off just saying nothing. Like,
I think so too.
Why is he leaning into this so much? Although it is getting his name into the headlines, to be fair.
Mm. Do you reckon Barnaby does seem like the kind of person who really lives by the mantra, any press is good press? You know, like, I feel like he does just thrive on any attention he gets.
Well, yeah, true. Even if he didn't come out and say anything, people in this country would be like, you know what, mate, we've all been there. You're all right now, right, type of thing, you know?
But he has done. It's made it worse for him, I think.
Okay.
Overall, on balance.
What's he doing bringing Lent into it?
Yeah.
If you want to stop drinking, just stop drinking.
Like, just say I'm having a couple of weeks off. That was an obvious mistake.
Not that hard, is it?
Definitely isn't.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, we don't normally do birthday celebrations on this show, shout-outs, that sort of thing, but this one deserves it.
It's my birthday.
It's a little groove on.
Who are we wishing a happy birthday to?
We are wishing a happy birthday to The Mayfield Hole.
Beg your pardon?
Right, okay. Oh,
so it's on Gammock Street. It's been fenced off with that, like, cyclone fencing for just over 1 year now.
So right.
This was celebrated by local residents. One of them, Simon, put up a sign, a happy birthday sign on there. Had a drink there as well, a cake, a whole celebration.
The celebration, yeah.
The grass has grown as long as it would after a year in and around the hole. Now, the reason this is here, apparently, it's an argument between Telstra and NBN Co. over who owns all the equipment inside said hole.
They can't tell.
Okay.
There's no branding of or anywhere.
I don't know. So they're arguing over whose fault it is and who needs to sort this out.
Oh, God.
Now, this is not the first time this has happened in Mayfield or something like this. So the reason that the Coles complex took so long to build and was an empty site for so long was an argument between, like, I can't remember, the development and developer and council or something like that over who had to build the entryways off the street.
Whose job it was. Yeah,
so
right.
Once again, it was delayed by years because of that. So this whole same situation. Anyway, a happy birthday to Mayfield Hole.
Hopefully you'll be cleared up soon.
Or many happy returns. Yes. Either way.
God, sort it out. That's all I'll say.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So yesterday I was filling up at that metro on Maitland Road here in the Sandgate Bunker. I saw something which I thought was pretty considerate from a fellow road user, right? Mm. So I was at the Bowser and obviously I was like filling up my car. He was filling up his as well. We kind of like fill up the cars at the same time.
Sure.
Monday's meant to be the cheap day. It was still like $1.90 a litre. Anyway, so extortionate. That's not the point of the story. But he had these like cheap Kmart thongs on. It's fine. He's just filling up the car. He's
whatever.
He doesn't need to wear his Sunday best.
No.
But once he concluded filling up his car, you know, he put the cap back on, you know, jumped back in the car, got his wallet, and also got out his good thongs. So he took off his Kmart thongs, put them back in the car, put out these like flashy leather ones.
Ooh, his good double pluggers.
Yeah, his good thongs, and took them in to pay for his fuel.
Quite literally, footwear for every occasion.
Unbelievable. I just thought you're already wearing thongs, like, and you're just going into the servo, ducking in, ducking out.
And that one at Sandgate, it's a pretty relaxed kind of atmosphere there, isn't it?
Yeah. Aren't they all, though? Or is that just something?
Nah. Most servos are pretty relaxed.
I reckon that one is especially relaxed. Okay. You know,
like, but yeah, I couldn't believe it. It's not like he's putting on shoes or something like that. He's just changing his thongs over, putting on his good thongs. I've never seen before.
That is like a Novocastrian thing, just being respectful and polite.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Maybe they're like a bit dirty or oily or something like that. Doesn't want to walk that through the servo.
How
thing.
Nice. Yeah. That is classic of our community, isn't it?
Something we can pick up on. All right, we've got to talk about a very controversial man. He's making headlines again. It's the one and only Donald Trump, ladies and gentlemen. He's back in the news. Now, he might be in a bit of hot water recently, but he's still found the time to launch his latest range of Trump-based products.
I did not do it. I was a bad Trump.
That was terrible. I'm not even going to try.
No. Okay, so he was at SneakerCon in Philadelphia a couple of days ago, right, to launch his line of shiny gold high-top shoes shaped very similarly to the Nike Air Force One. So he's got a shoe line.
Right. Oh. Of course they're shiny and sparkly and gold.
Now, get this. I'll give you a little bit of detail about them. They boast an American flag detail around the back and around the heel. They've also got red soles to match his trademark red ties. You know, he wears the same suits all the time. And they're being sold as, under the tag name, Never Surrender High Tops.
What company are these through? Is it through his own company?
I'm not even sure. I don't think they have their own brand affiliation. Yeah, that's right. But they're being sold for $399 per pair.
Is that US dollars?
That's US. And over here, that's just over $600 for us.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, get this, though. These were only released a couple of days ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
The 1,000 pairs that were released sold out.
Of course they have.
Yeah, 1,000 is, is a sold out number for that product. Mm. I can tell you that much. Mm. But if he's you know, made a lot more, I don't know how well it would sell.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, he's got to price them up because obviously you're paying for his name as well as the weirdness of the shoe. But it's also kind of been announced around the same day, or day after rather, where a judge in New York ordered Trump and his company to pay $355 million in penalties.
Yeah.
Find out, you know, like just a bit of backstory, finding that the former president lied about his wealth for years, scheming to dupe banks, insurers, blah, blah,
oh
blah.
My God, he needs the money.
Yeah, because he's been banned from being CEO of any like company that runs in New York for 3 years.
Right,
two sons have been banned for 2 years respectively as well. Mm. I read somewhere that his total like legal debt now is up over like $850 million.
Well, there you go. He's released more shoes.
That's in fines. That's in legal fees. All that kind of stuff. You watch. He started with shoes.
Yes.
Soon he'll be selling lemonade on the corner.
Anything he can just to pay all that debt back. I don't know if he ever can.
It's a lot of money, isn't it? Like an unfathomable amount of money, for someone like Trump.
He's got pretty shoes. That's all that matters now.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Don't forget, the winning doesn't stop with us.
Nope.
The $10,000 cash tracks could be playing at any time. You got to write them down. Title and artist, have them ready for Joel for your live and local drive home.
Mm-hmm. Be alert at all times. And do not, I cannot stress this enough, do not write down every single song.
No.
It'll be pretty clear when it's a cash track. There'll be a little, this is a cash track. And then you just write down that song, the name of the song, and the artist, of course, responsible for said song.
Mm-hmm.
Simple as that. Every single one with $105.
So good.
What's on for the rest of your day, guys? What are you up to?
Well, I might treat myself a little bit this afternoon. I might go ice skating.
Are you a good ice skater?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Really?
I can definitely skate backwards.
That is impressive.
I can do a single pirouette, but that's about it.
Oh my God.
Bit of fast skating. I love to race all my friends when we used to go ice skating. So it's at Warners Bay at the Hunter Ice Skating Stadium. Hissed, if you will. But I'm prepping for the Newcastle North Stars ice skating, like kind of ice hockey season that's coming up next month.
Right. Are you gonna play for the team?
Oh, yeah, because I'm that good,
Grebo. Well,
I don't know. No. I'm obsessed with ice hockey. So
it's a brutal game, buddy, isn't it? It's a brutal sport.
But our North Stars are really good. So, that's coming up. So I'm prepping for it.
Man, I'm craving ice skating. I was going to go to,
I'm thinking more ice cream, personally, but, you know.
Man, it shows. I was thinking about going bouldering.
Oh,
yeah, I was going to go.
Two extreme sports.
I think it's called pulse climbing. I think it's in Warners Bay as well. Yeah. Nice. They've got like little indoor like boulder centre. I'm hoping it clears up because I'm meant to be going to training tonight.
Yeah,
but if
it's
raining, I've got a sore hamstring. You heard it here first.
Yeah, yeah.
What about you, Creeper? What are you up to?
I think it may be croquet or skydiving or something. You know, just something simple, you know. Just to round out the trio of unusual sports.
There you go.
That's us done, though, for the day. Have a great day, everyone. Happy Tuesday.
Yeah, stay safe out there.
Yeah, and keep listening for those cash tracks. We'll see you tomorrow.
Catch you then.
Bye.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au, and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.